KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Shack Dwellers Movement Abahlali baseMjondolo is taking a stance today.
We can never allow individuals who will attack civil society organizations, particularly those who are protecting human rights for the poor and marginalized in this country.
The group says scapegoating migrants for South Africa's problems is dangerous and wrong. It has condemned the blocking of undocumented foreign nationals from accessing healthcare facilities, saying no one should be denied treatment. The comments come as members of Operation Tudula are marching to the Durban offices of the Human Rights Commission today to hand over a memorandum of demands. The HRC earlier this month warned that denying people health treatment based on their immigration status is unlawful and unethical. Abahlali's Thapelo Mohapi is in Durban Central to show solidarity with organizations he says are under attack from right-wing forces. He says society's frustrations should be aimed at government, not the Human Rights Commission.
We are here to receive a memorandum of demand from Operation Tudula. Well, we stand for humanity, we stand for human rights. We are here to protect our constitution. These people have actually gone out to say that the Social Economic Rights Institute, the South African Human Rights Commission, who have fought for every humankind that is in this country, are actually unpatriotic and they are not for South Africans. But we are saying, therefore, they are for humanity. They may not be for South Africans, according to them.
Bluff police are still searching for a man who's been missing for 53 days. 27-year-old Jesse Lee Paul was last seen leaving his home on a Sunday morning in late May. The mixed martial artist was wearing light blue shorts, a navy hoodie and slippers. His mother, Shirley Paul, says Jesse had got his toddler son ready for church, then stayed behind at home.
So we went to church and I got home at about 12. Jess wasn't here. It was like a random day. Nothing extraordinary, nothing any different. I mean, I'm trying to understand what happened. What made Jesse go and just not come back? Because Jesse's a homeboy. Even if Jesse's upset, he will get people to call.
Police say two sightings of Jesse were reported, but neither have yielded any results. Anyone with information is asked to contact Crime Stop on 08600 10111. And a rare portrait of Mahatma Gandhi has smashed estimates to sell for nearly 3.5 million rand in the UK. The painting is believed to be the only oil portrait that the Indian independence leader ever sat for. The 1931 painting by British-American artist Claire Layton fetched more than twice the estimated price when the auction closed on Tuesday in London. Gandhi, one of the most influential figures in India's history, led a non-violent movement against British rule and inspired similar resistance campaigns across the world. The top story this hour, Shack Dwellers Movement Abahlali baseMjondolo says scapegoating migrants for South Africa's problems is dangerous and wrong. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Lions have confirmed their squad for the first test against Australia this Saturday. The Junior Springboks are unchanged for the World Championship final against the Junior All Blacks. And the Open is underway at Royal Portrush with a few surprising early leaders.